a piece known as Dead or Alive by Truman Capote. This point of view is that John F. Kennedy is not dead. Such a belief must have adequate reasoning to support it. The method of reasoning to be used in this paper is the establishment of a relationship between several minor, almost unknown events which occurred from February 22nd in 1963 to the present time. The relationship of some events are almost horrifying. First is the fact that since November of 1963, it has been reported that there is a room in the Dallas hospital which has been kept under armed guard. The only people ever entering or leaving that room have been doctors. With the existence of such a room, one legitimately can ask himself who or what is in that room and why is the room kept under constant guard. The second factor, which seems to have some relevance to the case, lies in the fact that Kennedy's coffin remained unopened throughout the funeral. The reason given was that the president had been shot beyond recognition. Though this may be true, and since no formal autopsy was ever performed to verify the story, could it also mean that no body lay in the coffin? Warren Commission report and the letter of President Johnson. I remember well the day of the disclosure of the Warren Commission report and Judge Earl Warren's admittance over national television that, quote, the full truth of the assassination of JFK would be brought into light only after many years, end quote. A day later, the judge restricted his statement. Again, the question may be raised, just exactly what did Warren mean by his original statement, and why did he restrict or retract it? Now for the Johnson letter. It also leads to skepticism of what has been labeled the truth. Shortly after the Warren report was issued, Johnson wrote a paper, sealed it, then gave orders not to have it open for 75 years because the contents of the letter would have an extremely detrimental effect on the American people. The last and most critical of the Kennedy question lies in Mrs. John F. Kennedy, now Mrs. Onassis. First, a report in a recent Time magazine stated that Mrs. John F. Kennedy has visited the grave of her slain husband only 5 times since November of 1963. The report also stated that Mrs. Kennedy has visited that Dallas hospital where her husband has supposedly died over 340 times since that fateful day in November of 1963. When asked about that report, Mrs. Kennedy had no comment. Assuming that Mrs. Kennedy has actually visited that Dallas hospital over 340 times, why no comment? Why so often? Why so silent? Another strange factor concerning Mrs. Kennedy is her marriage to Onassis. A recent Newsweek article stated that there has long been a good relationship between Onassis and the Kennedy family, making Mrs. Kennedy obviously no stranger to Onassis. However, several questions remained unanswered about the nature of the relationship. Why would a middle-aged woman marry a 62-year-old man who is destined to die within a few years? Why would she risk being excommunicated from her Catholic Church to marry him? Why would an American Roman Catholic cardinal strive to prevent her excommunication on the basis of a letter from her, the contents of which was burned and then sworn to secrecy? All this has happened within the course of a few weeks. Now, admittedly, much of the evidence is little more than rumor. The news media has followed up from time to time, to be sure, but I cannot keep from wondering whether John F. Kennedy is alive or not. But the logic behind the evidence stands strong. My theory is as follows. John F. Kennedy was shot on November 22, 1963. Though Kennedy was incapacitated, he did not die. The Kennedy family chose to allow the citizens of the world to believe he was dead and to carry on life in a normal fashion. There was perhaps a selfish motive here. It would martyr John. From 1963 to the present, JFK has remained in the Dallas hospital under a heavy guard, visited regularly by his wife. The purpose of Mrs. Kennedy marrying Onassis was to establish a new, more secure place for her husband to stay. For example, on Onassis Island, which leads me to believe that perhaps Onassis and Mrs. Kennedy really are not married. But posing as married to have an excuse to be on the island most of the time. Unique as the theory may be, it is nonetheless reasonable. Perhaps in 75 years, we'll know. Now that's the end of the paper which was sent to me, allegedly written by Truman Capote, the noted author, biographer, and novelist. Many, many comments have reached my office, my desk, in the last 24 hours. The most notable is that Truman Capote just very recently has been in the company almost continuously with Princess Lee Radziwill, who is the sister of Mrs. Onassis, the former Mrs. Kennedy. Mrs. Lee Radziwill, Princess, has been in a sanitarium in Switzerland. It has come to my office in rumor that Lee Radziwill has been mentally ill, that there is a strong possibility that in this mental illness, she may perhaps have told Truman Capote certain things that tipped him off to the examination of the Kennedy death. I say here again, that is supposition and that is rumor. I cannot substantiate and I cannot warrant any of the facts of this paper that we have just read. It was sent to me, it's entitled Dead or Alive, and allegedly written by Truman Capote. My opinion, as I expressed yesterday, is that it's sheer, utter nonsense. For three very important reasons. First, the doctor did sign the statement of death, and he would be in violation of moral and all sorts of legal ethics if he would sign the death certificate without actually warranting that the man was dead. Two, marriage laws would be violated. I can't believe that the Catholic Church would enter into this sort of a conspiracy. And three, too many people would be involved to maintain the security of this secret. Literally hundreds and hundreds of people would have to know about it. And in no group of hundreds and hundreds of people can you expect all secrecy. Someone would finally tell the story for commercial gain if for no other reason. So I must reject entirely the theories presented by Truman Capote in Dead or Alive. What he has done very cleverly is taken one or two facts that are substantiated and then beclouded them with literally hundreds of facts which have not been substantiated. It's interesting, there's no doubt about it. But the American people love to indulge themselves in the joy of mystery and the world of intrigue.